This sudden decline, this volatility, is one of the most marked features of Maya civilization. It was never a stable civilization that lasted for centuries without dramatic shifts like that, say, of the Egyptians. It was a society made up of city-states, just like ancient Sumeria was. And these city-states were constantly interacting and fighting and quarreling. And really, literally within a generation, a city could collapse and a neighbor would come into prosperity. And for some reason or other, and it may have just simply been the exhausting of the agricultural soils around El Mirador, it suddenly collapsed. It was a pre-classic Maya city, a magnificent place still being excavated. One of the problems with the archaeology of the Maya is that the scale of these cities is so large that it takes years and years and large teams of archaeologists to investigate even a small part of the cities, largely because they are overgrown with dense forest. The institution of kingship was at the very heart of Maya civilization. Maya rulers linked their deeds to those of gods and ancestors. And just a simple look at the cities shows us how society was embedded in a matrix of sacred space and time. We know from decipherment of the scripts that the Maya maintained both a secular and a religious calendar, the secular calendar concerned with the cycles of the agricultural year. And an elaborate script helped define Maya kingship and civilization itself. As El Mirador collapsed rapidly, Tikal, one of the great Maya cities, and nearby Huaxtan, stepped into the economic and political vacuum. And with this event, the classic period of Maya civilization began, lasting from about AD 300 to 900. Tikal itself had begun as a small village in 600 BC. By the 2nd century AD, more than 40,000 people lived in or around the urban core of Tikal, with its elaborate complex of more than 100 buildings. The great plaza itself, which has now been partially reconstructed and cleared, with its plastered surface, was the setting for public ceremonies conducted on the surrounding pyramids. These were seen as sacred mountains topped by small temples, whose open doorways were gateways to the other world, to the layered cosmos of the Maya. This entire city and all Maya cities were symbolic models of the cosmos, of a land of trees and lakes and sacred mountains. And the temple doorways at the top of the sacred mountains were the entrance to the other world. And it was through this entrance that a Maya lord in trance would pass and fly freely in the supernatural world. Tikal's ruling dynasty was founded in AD 219. We know this from inscriptions at the site. And they managed to reconstruct the dynasty's rulers. 39 of them inherited Tikal's throne over more than 600 years. Now, the continuity here was based on genealogy, on succession and relationship to divine ancestors. Here, as with other civilizations, there was a pinnacle at the top of the ruler and priests and high nobles and a nobility, and below them the pyramid of subsistence farmers. The many served the few. Great public ceremonies set in the heart of this symbolic world validated the contract between the ruler and the ancestors and the ruler and the people, so that the royal ancestor ensured the perpetuation of life and the placation of the forces of the supernatural world.